Going first to the 4 point we agreed on all the point, but they were slightly modified in text. The first one is identify instruments that can be used to influence increased student numbers and safeguard a well balanced student population related to the UT mission and vision. Is that okay in that way?
Yeah.
The number two should go away now because that's no longer valid. Number three, number two, I skip over. Then number three, when starting new strategy partnership, we take lessons learned from former strategic partnerships into account. That's the view item, yeah? Okay. Number four, the VS new position paper, I can have a DM on talent management of scientific staff, which is like well. We're shaping 2030 will take a starting point of formulating personnel policy. This policy will be ready before May 2021.
Yep.
Okay. Then we go to number five goes away here. And then number seven, participation board, six. Will be involved Thursday, sex plan case to the University of Twente.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now let's go to the numbers 2 and 5. let me start with number 2, Dick.
Yeah, we discussed it with some of the members, but we dropped to the conclusion that it seems to be fair and adequate. To allocate this budget to the programs which need to increase their capacity to accommodate the student number growth. So since we do not have a concrete plan which we could say, well, this plan is that important that we can withdraw this kind of money from the faculties and not give it to the programs. So then we think there is not a real reason to deviate from the rules of the distribution model. So that was our conclusion. So the question is, I think you saw other ways to implement plans other than using this budget, which we don't know how much it is, by the way. But what kind of ways did you mention?
Well, my idea was talking in terms of redefinition of this commitment. Our idea was to state that we would like to encourage faculties to identify first steps in implementing Shaping 2030 and use additional tuition fees to fund it. So to make sure that there is financial space available up front before you start the budgeting year to give the faculties space in financial terms to take first steps. That would be our suggestion to redefine this commitment. And if it's a university-wide statement take an amendment on the current allocation model, for me it's finding a balance between taking first steps that can count on a lot of energy within the faculties for Shaping 2030 and make sure that it can be financed. And for me that's more important than adding this additional money that is not taken into account yet for the budget year 2020. So that still would be my plea. I'm perfectly fine with giving the faculties the autonomy to identify which first steps they would like to take in terms of Shaping 2030, but at least then budget to establish that would not be the problem.
Okay. Okay, would that mean that the money will be distributed according to the,
yes,
the normal rules?
Yes. Yes.
I don't mind if you would advise the faculties to find activities to use the budget during the year 2020, which are in line with the new strategy to be formulated, of course, because we do not have it on paper yet. But I think many of us will have an idea how to use it. So I don't mind if you would allocate it and advise them to do so.
Yeah, that was exactly what the intention of the our reformulation was. Yes.
Okay. Now we have to... well, I don't mind if we do it this way, because one of the things is that it should be clear that there is extra budget coming for extra students so that they can revise the capacity where it is necessary. Yeah?
That's
so
here.
Then, then if there is money left, of course they could use it to start with the 2030 strategy within the faculty.
Yeah. Is a formulation required here on this point?
Yeah, I think so. Well,
I think Miriam just mentioned one formulation.
You want me to repeat it?
Yes, please.
Okay. To encourage faculties to identify first steps in implementing SHAPE in 2030 and use additional tuition fees to fund it, and with additional is meant the fees that will be added based on the actual student numbers, because the model-based tuition fees are already distributed to the faculties.
Okay, yeah. Anybody has any comments on this?
Was it additional?
Sorry, to encourage faculties to identify first steps in implementing SHAPE in 2030 and use additional tuition fees. To fund it.
Yeah. Okay. Then item five. I think I first go to Jelle to talk about this.
Really?
Yes. It's not coffee time yet.
It's Jelle. I didn't know I was a spokesperson for.
No, but you also were involved in the discussion before, so it's good to have you first.
No, I really think you want to help me what you expect.
Okay. Now then I'm going to Dick. I'm sure he has a thing on this.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you probably.
Hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to repeat what I tried to make clear first time, but summarizing, I think that we agree that it would be good to have extra research budgets for the faculties, and that they know that they are coming for 5 years, so we don't mind if it's clear. But since it's only 25% of the budget for next year, which is like 100,000 for each faculty, then of course they cannot spend it on the sector plans as proposed before, but we think it's also good that this strategy budget should be used on the most recent strategy, which we are formulating at the current moment. So I think it's very good to have this discussion with the University Council, of course, but also with the faculties. How can we implement this research strategy effectively? And of course, those sector plan positions will be in that discussion as well, the extra ones. Huh? And also, the Shaping 2030 strategy should direct us to drop to a conclusion how we could spend that well for the 5 years to come. So if we could take a half a year to complete our discussions about strategy and also involve the faculties in implementing it, then I think we would spend it in a good way.
So your suggestion is give long-term certainty about this additional money,
right?
But give the constraint at this point in time that we will would like to discuss how it's going to be spent more precisely related to the new research strategy. So you do give the financial continuity,
yeah.
Provide the faculties with the financial continuity with respect to the research budget, but still leave policy space to make sure that's going to be used in line with the new research strategy.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So the supplement is redefined, you might say, but I think the vast majority will be in the positions they already identified. But maybe they
that's
give
the
it a...
45, first 45
yeah.
positions, yeah. Okay, I can live with this. We can live with
yeah.
this.
Is there a
Sorry.
Formulation for this?
Yeah, I just...
Again?
So we have to write it precisely down.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Could you think of something? Okay.
If I can find my pencil, yeah.
Otherwise, you will get some one lead. So, while you are noticing, writing something down, I would like to take the time to say a few words in the name of Dick Schipper, who's not able to attend this meeting because of educational activities. But he explicitly wrote me a mail with his statement on this part, and I have to translate it now from Dutch to English, so you have to, it's not very easy to do. And I also have to find his right intonation, which is also not very easy. The difference between this budget and the foregoing budget is that there are now extra means for UT and sector plans and the Van Rijn means. This marked money is available for sector plans, but it's also diluted because it also goes to groups which are not explicitly mentioned in these plans. And he finds this disturbing because also it puts UT at an even lesser position as Delft and Eindhoven because you already get a little bit less money. And that's why he's not very happy about this budget. So, that is his statement. Yeah. So, with taking this time, I'm sure Dick has finished.
No.
That's why I talk very slowly so that you get a little more time.
Yeah. But I think one point that we had in the early discussion was to, as long as the means are modest, so if we're talking about 20% of 2.5 million for the next year, that's a fairly small amount of money. The question is whether you should spread it out across all the faculties and all the groups, or whether you say, no, we're going to just invest in one specific group or one specific focal area where we think, well, this is a domain that we want to really encourage to grow within the university. So adding one or two PhD students to a tenure tracker that is just established, something like that could be a consideration rather than spreading the thing across the faculties. But that's a choice how you want to invest it.
Dick Schipper is that this multidisciplinary approach in the constraints we gave as an executive board in relation to the 30% budget. I think we discussed this, and it's not meant to prevent the engineering faculties to implement their plans. It's just that we make sure that the orientation is towards the UT-wide research orientation.
Yeah.
And I think there's not a big financial effect of this multidisciplinary focus.
Yeah.
So I hope that at least addresses some of his concerns and hopefully even takes it away.
I don't think he will succeed in that.
No, neither do I, but I keep hoping.
Okay. You have a very long sentence, Dick.
Yeah, I always use many words. Huh? Okay, I think it's okay, but I didn't read it yet, but now I'll read it and then we'll see if you like it. The 2.5 million strategic budget will be allocated to the faculties according to the proposal. The way it should be spent will be discussed with the University Council and the faculties during the first half year of 2020, when we agree upon a concrete overall and research policy.
Yeah.
Could you repeat again? Because this is
research strategy,
by,
I would say.
Strategy. Okay. Mm. You like strategy better?
And you like strategy better because there was a comment on the latest document. So.
No, a policy is more concrete, I think. Usually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Should I repeat it?
Yes, please.
Okay, the 2.5 million strategic budget will be allocated to the faculties according to the proposal. The way it should be spent will be discussed with the University Council and the faculties during the first half year of 2020, when we agree upon a concrete overall and research strategy.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
Not bad, eh?
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. While this is finished, I would like to ask the council if there are any things left in the budget we should discuss, and if they see any reasons why there should not be a consent to this budget. And I would like to take time to discuss that. And if not, then I get to the question. We have seen the commitments of the executive board. Is there a requirement for a vote on the consent and the advice, the advice on all the consent on main features of the budget and the advice positively on the other topics? Do we have to have a vote on this, or can I simply say, let's go ahead 2020? Yeah? Okay, then let's go ahead.
Thank you.
Next December. Yeah? Okay.